With us this morning is Mrs. Porter. She's going to explain a little bit more about the Shade Tree Commission here in town. Mrs. Porter, what is the Shade Tree Commission?
Hi, Rose. Thanks for having me here. The Shade Tree Commission is established through the Borough Council by order of the ordinance, by a Shade Tree ordinance, and it requires that three borough residents who are appointed by the council serve with the job of basically having custody and control of the shade trees of the borough. And within that is they can make recommendations to plant and how to maintain and protect the shade trees that are on the land that the borough owns. So this specifically deals with trees in the park and trees on what we call the street lawn between the sidewalk and the street.
Who is on the Shade Tree Commission and what are they trying to accomplish?
As I mentioned before, there are three members to the Shade Tree Commission. Currently serving are Linda Lake, Jeff Tanner, who is a forester, and myself. I'm the chairperson of the Shade Tree Commission. And we have a couple of things we're trying to accomplish. Our biggest project deals with community reforestation. We also are very concerned about public education, and we do offer several programs during the year to try to help people understand about trees, not only the shade trees that are owned by the borough, but their own trees in their yard and how to care for them properly.
Some people in the community are curious as to why some trees are being cut. Mrs. Porter, could you please let us know more information about that?
Right now, we're in the process of implementing phase one of a three-phase massive project for community reforestation. The project was funded through a grant that was submitted through Community Development Block Grant, which is administered by the Redevelopment Authority. We have been funded for phase one and phase two at this point, and the phase one implementation has begun just actually a couple weeks ago. One of the issues that we have in Smethport, which is not unique to Smethport, it actually occurs all over the northern tier of New York and the southern tier of Pennsylvania, is the decline of the sugar maple population. And anybody who's driven through town or up and down Route 6 is well aware that all of our mature, beautiful sugar maple trees are in a dying or are dead already state. And the reason that's happening, well, there's actually several reasons. We've had several years of drought. We've had several batches of insect infestations over the past 10 years. And we have a multitude of other stressors due to traffic that really have taken their toll on the sugar maple. The sugar maple just really isn't able to withstand that type of impact. So as the Shade Tree Commission looked at this over a period of years, it became apparent to us that if we took no action, we would end up with streets without any trees lining them at all. And that really alarmed us. I think a lot of the beauty that we have in Smethport is due to the beautiful big shade trees that line our streets. And so we tried to figure out a way that we could remediate the situation in terms of trying to keep the healthy trees alive as long as possible, remove the trees that had become hazardous, and then start a massive replanting program so that we could, you know, begin to get some trees in the ground so that by the time all of the trees, the sugar maple trees that are now mature, have had to be removed because of death, we would have other trees in the ground 10 to 20 years. Hopefully that's the plan. So people have seen some of the trees being removed this past week. As a part of that grant process, there were about 11 trees that were, for various reasons, not possible for the borough employees to remove. Either they were too big to accommodate the equipment that the borough owns, or there was some other hazardous condition that made it the borough unable to remove those. And those were bid out for professional removal. The part of the project that really excites me, and that will happen this fall, is the replanting part of the project. And we will be replanting approximately 80 trees around the borough in phase one. And they will be mixed species, which will be determined based on the site conditions that we're going to be planting them.
Do you have any idea what kind?
We do. We actually have had to come up with a map and very specifically which trees will be in which locations. And as I said before, it'll be a mixture of trees. This will look a little bit different than what we have now. Primarily, in the past, when the trees in Smethport were planted, probably 120, 150 years ago, they were pretty consistently sugar maple trees, and it looks very beautiful. Other communities, especially in the Midwest, had streets lined with American elm trees. And what happens if you have your streets or your community forests with only one species, when you have a blight or a disease or something that impacts that species, you lose everything. And so the current theory is to put in a variety of trees to try to maintain or minimize the possibility that you're going to lose everything with, you know, one new disease. So we have a combination of things we're going to be putting in. We have cucumber trees, redbud trees, ginkgo trees, different kinds of oak trees, London plane tree, which is very similar to a sycamore tree. We have some bald cypress going down at the park, crab apples, pin oaks, hackberry, sweet gum, serviceberry. We have some Japanese lilac trees and some other flowering trees. So those represent a variety of sizes also. So, for example, if you have utility lines running overhead, you have to choose a tree that's relatively short in stature, probably no more than 20 feet. So things like that limit the species you can select per site as well.
You have quite a variety there. How can residents get involved with this project?
The sites that have been selected for planting for phase one have already been determined. One of the conditions of the grant was that the plantings occurred throughout the entire borough. And so we have selected planting sites all throughout the borough. People who have trees going in front of their homes or are scheduled to have trees being planted in the street lawn in front of their homes will be receiving a letter about that, and it will indicate that that will occur in the fall. If you are anxious to have a tree in front of your home and you're not scheduled to have one in this round, you can participate in one of several programs that we offer through the Shade Tree Commission. On the Jumpstart program, we actually have two different ways that a homeowner can get a tree in the ground right now if they're interested. There's a memorial tree program by which a person can, with assistance from the Shade Tree Commission, choose a species of tree, pay for that tree, and the borough will then plant it in the street lawn area in front of their home. And that tree can be in memorial or in commemoration of a person or an event of some kind. We also have an adopt-a-tree program whereby a person can take an already existing tree and memorialize a person with that for a fee as well.
Okay, there is an educational event coming up, Mrs. Porter. Could you tell our listeners more information on this event?
Yes, Rose. Every year we offer several public information opportunities. Every April we have Arbor Day workshops, and those usually occur on a Sunday in April, usually right before Mother's Day, and that's a full day program, and we instruct people on how to plant trees, how to select trees, how to care for trees after they're planted. And so homeowners who are interested in improving their own property by planting trees on their property can come to an Arbor Day workshop. And those are taught by Dr. Tim Pearson he's the County Extension Service Forester. And he's been a wonderful asset to our Shade Tree Commission. In addition to that, usually sometime during the summer, we sponsor a shade tree walk, and we have a shade tree walk coming up in August. On August 12th, which is a Tuesday evening at 6:30, we're going to be meeting in front of the museum, and Dr. Pearson will be there as well as Jeff Tanner and Linda Lake and myself and any interested people, and we'll take a short walk and we'll take a look at the trees and we'll show people what it is to look for in terms of determining the health of a particular tree. Some people may have noticed that some of the trees have paint splotches on them, and that is to indicate some care or remediation that's going to be happening. An orange dot tree are the trees that are slated for removal, and I need to stress that the Shade Tree Commission never will take down a healthy tree. That's not our goal or our function. It's actually just the opposite. But the reality of the situation is that we do have a lot of trees that really are not healthy and are in a process of dying. Some of those trees have become hazardous, and so it really gets to be imperative to remove those hazardous trees. And there's a whole process involved in doing that. It's very scientific. The trees are scored on various conditions, like the overall condition of the tree. If there is any part of the tree that has a potential to fail, in other words, a big limb that would fall off, what is the size of that limb? What is the target that it's going to fall on? How important is that target? I mean, is this tree like out in a field someplace, or is it got a limb like right over a sidewalk, for example, that kids are walking under on their way to school, or is there a building under it? And there are actually about 21 factors that are considered when we evaluate a tree to see if it's healthy or not healthy. The higher the score the tree gets, the more hazardous that tree is. So trees that have been scoring around 12, which is the highest, are the ones with the orange dots. And it's curious because sometimes a very hazardous tree can look great. It can look like it's fully leafed out with a full crown. And people say, well, why are you cutting that tree down? What they're not considering is that maybe the tree is leafing out, but structurally that tree is hazardous. Maybe it's all hollow or it has a huge crack in it. And I think it's interesting, of the last month or so, we've lost 3 trees in the borough during windstorms, and all 3 of the trees have been marked with an orange dot. The borough is trying to remove those trees as quickly as they can. Once we indicate or we recommend to the borough that trees need to be removed, when they have time, they do it. It's very difficult to say which are going to fall down first. Really, it's impossible to say which are going to fall down first. So, you know, the tree with an orange dot could stand up for 10 years. It could fall down tomorrow. We don't know. But all we're doing by that system is indicating that those trees have some conditions that do warrant removal consideration. So people who come to the Shade Tree Walk will be going over that system with them. We'll be taking a look at some specific examples so people can see what to look for to determine the health of a tree. We'll show some good pruning techniques. That's really important. You can really cause or speed up the demise of a tree by improper pruning, and you can remediate the health of a tree by proper pruning. So that's a really important skill, so we'll be talking about that. And some people are interested just in tree identification, so we can certainly help them, you know, identify different species at that time too. And it's usually we walk around for about an hour. The actual walking part isn't very long, because we seems like as we walk by each tree, we end up staying by a tree for a while talking about issues. So you don't have to be a great walker to participate in this.
So if they go on this walk, it looks like and sounds like they're going to have a lot of education.
Yeah, the whole purpose of the walk is to educate the public. And again, that's going to be Tuesday night, August 12th, 6:30 p.m. meeting in front of the Old County Museum, Jail Museum, behind the courthouse on King Street. I had to think for a minute on King Street.